What dosage forms gonna make up today's conversation? Do you know about pellets, lozenges, their formations, their compositions, their mechanism, etc., etc.? No worries. That's the reason I have aimed to talk to you and you have aimed to listen to me for the upcoming few minutes. No? Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult? Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. Let's commence the conversation. Today I have the topic, first of all, of the granules. What are granules? They are nothing much complicated, but simply assembled powder particles kept in position, or they are kept in their shape, or they are kept in their form with the inclusion of the binding agents like starch, alcoholic spray, etc. Some very good examples to note down here are very common ones also, vitamin D3 granules. You might have seen them, you might have taken them also. Now, one of the forms in which the granules they are taken, they are after dissolving the granules in the water content. And then a solution or a suspension is made. It is for immediate use. Yeah, it should be used immediately, orally. And for example, just recollect the way amoxicillin or cefpodoxime proxetil or ampicillin drug granules, they are administered to the kids. How do you do that? First, you take the dry powder mixture. You have a distilled water along with the mixture that comes in the package. You mix both of them. You make a solution or a suspension. And then you administer to the kids. You recalled, no? You surely have done this in your homes. Now you'll never forget the granules. Let's talk about something different. Something like pellets? Firstly, get the picture of it. What is a pellet? How it looks like? A dosage form, spherical in shape. Looks like powder is deeply compressed. Okay, now know some quick features of the pellet. It is sterile in nature. You've heard about sterile vials, no? A good example here to quote is steroid hormones. Now, know the way of the administration of the pellet. They are implanted subcutaneously in a form of a depot preparation. Finally, get to know the mechanism. Slow release of the drug occurs for long durations. And very good example, rather exact example to quote down here, is a testosterone pellet. Okay? Next, let's have a word about lozenges. Again, first step is to get the picture of it. It looks like a tablet formation, and it's available in different sizes. Now get to know the composition of the lozenges. There is a drug, the active ingredient is present along with the gum and some sweetening agents like sugar. It also acts like a flavoring agent. Now let's get to know the mode of administration of lozenges. They are used as chewing or sucking. How do you do that? They are kept in the mouth and then the mechanism occurs. Let's get to know the mechanism quickly. The drug dissolves slowly. It is released slowly to act locally in the mouth or on the throat. I'm sure you might are remembering few of the lozenges you have tasted. Some very good examples here, they are Vicks and Strepsils. I know these are brand names, but these are so famous that I need to quote them as brand names only. Now you are recollecting the sweet, cooling taste of these lozenges? Next, let's get to know about suppositories. First of all, get the picture. The shape is conical bullet-like. It is meant to be inserted in the anal canal. Now let's get to know the composition. In it, the main drug is there along with the firm base. And the whole compound, it is moldable in nature. What is the mechanism of suppositories? The drug compound, it melts at the body temperature and the drug is released. Now, after talking about suppositories, we need to mention here about the pessaries. Now, they are similar composition. What is the difference then? The difference is in the shape. They are generally oral in shape, meant for vaginal insertion. Now let's get to know about boogies also. They are again similar composition, but the difference is again in shape. They are made as elongated conical pencil shaped formations for the insertion in male or female urethra. Well, not yet done, solid dosage form story will have its final statements also in the next episode. You know, where due to short descriptions, we may end up the solid dosage forms and start afresh or anew with other dosage forms. I cannot comment on this at present. Let's leave all on the course and the flow of the talk of the next episode. You know, I never know how long I will sing the glory of the dosage forms. Truly speaking, it's not in my hands. I leave everything on the conversation essence, on the conversation flow, its magnitude, the various associated stories, whims, fancies, examples, imaginations, humor, some of the feelings and expressions all add up. And I really cannot define time and description. That's okay. That's why we talk here. There should be no restrictions. Again, regarding the time also. It is no fun if I prepare and make it all a scripted documentary, right? For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, please visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com. Where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about the medical sciences, drug information, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, Is Pharmacology Difficult? If you are listening for the first time, do follow me here. Whatever platform you are consuming this episode, stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.